Good morning.
Good morning.
I want to welcome everyone to Glenshaw Valley Presbyterian Church and thank you for coming out on this beautiful day to worship God as Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Several announcements. You can take your red pad, sign it, pass it down so we can have a record of your attendance, and if anything has changed, we would appreciate that. Kathy would like to thank everyone for their phone calls and cards and all the people who are helping to get her to her upcoming appointments, and thank all the wonderful family, and God bless, and she says she truly rejoices for that. So we thank Kathy for that note. We'll remind you that everyone is invited to the stewardship luncheon following the service. It's a free meal provided by Heavenly Catering as part of their contract for using our facilities. So you don't have to do anything but just go over after the service and sit down and eat. And we want to thank Arlie and the worship committee and everyone that worked with her to help get that ready. Remind you that there is nursery care every Sunday, and in the library we have our crying room for a child maybe disrupting the service, or someone gets in a coughing fit or something. You can go into the library, and the speaker should be plugged up. If it's not, just plug it in. Bible Fellowship, they're meeting every Sunday at 9:30 in the back in Narthex. They've got a big class. Looks like things are going really well with that. So you can, if you want to join, all you have to do is show up. If you want to talk to Bill, he's leading that class, you can speak with him. No choir rehearsal this week because of Halloween. And then I believe Mickey's going to be gone. Is it next Sunday? Yes, and we'll have our guest, Debbie, will fill in. She always does a wonderful job for us. Deacons meet next Sunday after worship. And they're also, you can read about the things that they are collecting. The congregational meeting will be November the 10th, presenting the budget for you to look at, session votes on that, and then vote on my part of the budget. And the docket and budget are on the back table. There may be some updates to go on that, and still has to have a cover packet page. That will be hopefully on next week. Church Growth and Life meeting next week after service. And it's Church Growth Life meeting next week. Notice you've got the little tear off. We got special bulletins again, so you can tear that off. I really like that. This is the day that the Lord hath made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Opening hymn this morning is number 9. Praise the Lord, ye heavens, adore him. Let our worship continue with the prayer of confession, as you find printed within your bulletin. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for all the gifts that come from above. We praise you because you love us enough to share all that you own. Forgive us when we become greedy with what we believe is rightfully ours. Remind us that we are only stewards for a short time. Help us to use our time, talents, and treasures for your glory. May we become a generous people in all areas of our lives. In Jesus' name, amen. Let us take a moment as we bow our heads and close our eyes for your personal silent prayer of confession. Friends, believe in the good news of the gospel, for in Christ we are forgiven.
We believe in the forgiveness of sins. We are saved by grace through faith. This is God's gift in Jesus Christ.
Let us unite here at Glenshall Valley with a true sense of unity as we recite our Apostles' Creed. I believe
in God the Father Almighty, the Maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is sitteth on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Let's take a moment and greet one another. If you're still not sure of someone's name, ask them.
We'd like to invite the kids up this morning for a children's sermon. Don't be shy, I have candy. Young at heart. I get that a lot. They usually see me and turn around and run the other way. So, this morning's sermon or lesson is about stewardship. Does anybody know what stewardship is? What? That's what I thought. Stewardship is, it's about sharing, it's about giving back. And this is Stewardship Sunday. Oh my, that's good. So I'm going to break a few rules today. I'm going to talk with food in my mouth. I wish I had a glass of milk. Oh, I've got Kit Kats, Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, M&M's. Hold on one second.
Better watch out, the bar's coming out. Yeah. Oh.
There is nothing better than a Reese's Peanut Butter Cup. Wouldn't you agree? So, excuse me. Now it's stuck in my throat. I really do need the milk. So I talked about sharing and, you know, what it means to share. And what it means to give and, you know, what to give toys. And if you don't want to play, you don't have to play. That's a lesson between you and your brother we're working on still. So, but yeah, sharing is giving. It's, you know, it's a selfless act. And yeah, sharing a toy. Like you know anything about that. So does it feel better to give or to receive?
Give. Daddy?
Really? Hold on 1 second.
Oh. The script only called me having eaten 2 pieces, but it's just so good. So.
Can you go to Target with us?
No. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to play a little game. We're going to try a little experience. Somebody up here is probably not going to get any candy. What I want you to do is, I want everybody to take some candy, because we like candy, we like to get things, but I also want you to take 2 pieces, and I want you to go out and I want you to give a piece of candy to somebody sitting out there, or I'm sure there'll be a few hands that fly up behind us. Okay? So I want you to take a piece that you want, but then I also want you to take another piece, and I want you to go out, give it to somebody in the congregation, and then come back here, and you've got exactly 1 minute to do it. There you go, Justin. You can take one for yourself, too. You're going to take 2, one for yourself and one for somebody else. Good choice. All right. Leave your piece of candy here and head on out and give away a piece of candy. So, Henry, Sam, I was standing right here. How are you getting home from church today? So, how did it make you feel to give away the candy? Did it make you feel good?
Yeah.
Yeah? Did it make you feel better to give it away or to take one for yourself?
Give it away.
Give it away?
Yeah.
Give it away?
Yeah,
yeah. Justin? Give it away? Yeah. So, you know, Jesus gave the ultimate sacrifice for all of us.
Well, you can get it to
That's your kid. So, he gave the ultimate sacrifice for us when he died on the cross for our sins. So, as we think about this and as we move out, remember, giving is an act of kindness. Giving makes you feel better than taking. So when we leave here today, try to give somebody something next week. Work on it just 1 day a week. Then we'll work up to 2 days a week and we'll keep going. So thank you for participating. And if you could bow your heads, I'd like to close with a little prayer. Dear Lord, thank you so much for all that you've given us, and thank you for your patience as we learn how to give back. And Lord, thank you for the people in this church and the ones that couldn't be here with us today. You're in our thoughts and prayers. We thank you and we love you. Amen.
Good job.
Who would have thought Paul had a mean streak in him? I love it.
Okay.
Amen. Responsive reading, Psalm 145, back of the hymnals, number 715. 715, Psalm 145. I will exalt you, my God the King. I will praise your name forever and ever.
Great is the Lord, and most worthy of praise. His greatness is no one can fathom. One generation will commend your works to another. They will tell of your mighty acts. They will tell of the glory of your kingdom and speak of your might, so that all men may know of your mighty acts and the glorious splendor of your kingdom. Your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and your dominion endures through all generations.
The Lord is faithful to all his promises and loving towards all he has made. The Lord upholds all those who fall and lifts up all who are bowed down. The eyes of all look to you and give them their food at the proper time. You open your hand and satisfy the desires of every living thing.
The Lord is righteous in all his ways and loving toward all he has made. The Lord is dear to all who call on him, to all who call on him in truth.
He fulfills the desires of those who fear him. He hears their cry and saves them. The Lord watches over all who love him, but all the wicked he will destroy.
My mouth will speak in praise of the Lord. Let every creature praise his holy name forever and ever.
This time I'll call the elder on the door for the praise and prayer requests.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I have a prayer request from Patty Gamrod for Keith Lucas, her brother. Keith had one lung removed due to cancer, and cancer is back in the other lung. Prayers for the trial to work. Prayer request from Patty Gamrod for Elizabeth and Katrina Krebs. Pray for a custody resolution. Trial Tuesday, if he doesn't agree with or accept our terms, then it will be up to a judge to decide. That's for her granddaughter and daughter. A prayer request from Tina to Kathy Sagi for a speedy recovery. And a praise request from the deacons for Jim Oliver. Thank you, Jim, for all the gifts for the food bank.
Update you, Isabel Mellinger is still in St. Margaret's. She had operation due to her diabetes with two toes removed, so let's be in prayer for her. Be going over after church in St. Margaret's. John Rowley is not listed, but just found out that he is in Passavant Hospital. Some of you may not know him. He's been in a nursing home for a while. I think he's about 94. And all the other names that are listed, let's keep them in our prayers and your Valley newsletter at home, just your daily prayers. Let's pray for upcoming congregational meeting, for our stewardship campaign, and for all the service today, and just everything that we're trying to do at Glenshaw Valley for growth in our numbers and finances, and most importantly, our spiritual growth, because if we can do that, I believe the other things will be a natural progression out of it. Let's bow for a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we come to you this day thanking you that you are the God who owns the cattle on a thousand hills. Everything that has been made for you, by you, and for you. You are the creator of the heavens, of the earth, of the entire universe. Things that we cannot see, that we don't even know yet, that have been created. But you created us, human beings, in your likeness. And we are forever grateful for that. because you've given us not just this life upon this earth to celebrate, to fellowship, to love one another, but to have a relationship with you through the Lord Jesus Christ, who came into this world and gave his life as a sacrifice, that we could be forgiven of our sins and we could be in a right standing with you. That is our righteousness. We could never measure up, never hit that mark, but Jesus has done it for us. So help us spread the good news, the gospel of Jesus Christ, to tell others that Christ is alive and that he cares for them, and that they can find a peace in their life that they never thought that they could find. And help us at Glenshaw Valley grow in truth, in love, in spirit, in kindness, in mercy, in generosity. And not just generosity of giving of our monies, but that generosity of time, and that generosity of spirit, of reaching out in compassion to helping those that are less fortunate, to taking time to pray for other people, to reach out and touch people's lives and the lives of people within this congregation and outside of it. Thank you, Lord, for calling us to be good stewards within this lifetime. Lord, you've been so wonderful to us. Help us to be wonderful back to you and to your children. Thank you for this wonderful prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Our next hymn, our screen song, is He is Exalted. Time Bill will come forward and read the scripture. Oh, wait a minute. No, I'm sorry.
Stewardship Sunday.
We need it all. Now, this is Stewardship Sunday. We need two offerings. Sorry. I just got, I'm not preaching today, and it's kind of got me discombobulated. Sorry. Offertory.
Thank you, Lord. Bless us this day as your people, and help us be a blessing by our gifts to others. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, our Savior, and our friend. Amen.
Good morning, Church of Glenshaw Valley. In today's scripture, Paul is instructing Timothy on stewardship, not only stewardship of people's wealth, their money, but also in their services to God. So please listen to your own special message as I read 1 Timothy 6, 6 through 19 and 17, well, 6 through 19, some's cut out in the middle. Anyway. But godliness with contentment is great. For we brought nothing into the world, and we can take nothing out of it. But if we have food and clothing, we will be content with that. Those who want to get rich fall into the temptation and trap, and into many foolish and harmful desires that plunge people into ruin and destruction. For the love of money is the root of all kinds of evil. Some people, eager for money, have wandered from faith and pierced themselves with many griefs. Command those who are rich in this present world not to be arrogant, nor to put their hope in wealth, which is so uncertain, but to put their hope in God, who richly provides us with everything for our enjoyment. Command them to do good, to be rich in goods, and to be generous and willing to share. In this way, they will lay up treasure for themselves as a firm foundation for the coming age, so that they may take hold of the life that is truly life. Bless the reading and hearing of the scripture.
Thank you, Bill. At this time, Arlie, as the head of the stewardship team, will come forward for a few words before they get into the drama or their other personal statements.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Just decided that we wanted to do something a little bit different this year. Everybody hears Stewardship Sunday and tries to make other plans, and we wanted this not to be that day. So I want to thank you all, first of all, for coming and not making other plans. And as promised, we want to deliver something a little bit different this year. Special thanks to Carol Kane, who has put together a brief dramatization on stewardship with very little advance notice. So thank you, Carol. And to the participants. Also, I want to thank people. It's amazing to me how many people offered to give personal statements. And even though we wanted to do something different, we certainly want to keep the service to the normal length. Not everybody pays attention to that. And we do have lunch afterwards, but those of you who offered to make statements and weren't used today, please save those, because we will do this again when it's not Stewardship Sunday, because I think it's great to hear different perspectives from different members of the church. So thanks to all who have helped put this together today. Please join us for a great lunch and afterwards, and I hope you enjoy what is going to happen over the next few minutes. Thanks.
My wife often says, if I get a microphone, I'll never stop talking. So we're going to let him talk a little bit, too.
Having some trouble, John? Can I help?
Obviously, we've rehearsed this. I doubt you could, Dave. I'm figuring my pledge for the church, and it's not working out.
Oh, yeah? How so?
There are just too many bills each month. We can hardly cover them. I'm afraid we'll have to cut back on what we're giving.
Hey, I know times are tough, and I'm with you on that. But if anything, the church needs more support now. Our pledges will help those who have been hit even harder than we have, including some right here in our church.
I know, but with our situation, I just can't see how to justify the expense.
Yeah, you go out to eat occasionally to an actual sit-down restaurant, don't you?
Yeah, though not as much as we used to.
Well, you leave a tip for the server, right? 15%?
I usually do a little bit better than that, but 15's the base these days.
Why don't you just stop tipping? You can save some money there.
No way. I've worked service jobs like that myself. Most of what the waiters and waitresses earn come from those tips. Besides, they're providing me with a service, and I want to show my appreciation.
There you have it. Our pledges, not just money, but of time and talents as well. Those are our tips to the Lord, to show our appreciation for all God has given us.
All God has given us?
This world we're standing in, the air in our lungs, our physical bodies, everything comes from God. And we're not even asked for 15% gratuity.
15% of everything? That would be quite a bill.
It's more than that. Our gifts to the Lord are evidence of our involvement with God. They show that we are united with the Lord in pursuit of God's kingdom.
You're right. I hadn't thought of it that way.
I always remember tips as an acronym to ensure prompt service. In the spiritual sense, it's an acronym as well. It means our totally involved personal service.
T-I-P-S, tips. I get it.
That's right. Totally involved personal service. Totally involved personal savior.
Food preparation for the monthly lunches. It's something we do together. It doesn't involve a lot of time, but it certainly is appreciated by many people who've already said thank you, and we've only helped once so far. To summarize, we hope we can continue to support our church with our time and talents, even though our financial support is less than when I was employed. Thank you for listening to us.
For those of you who don't know me, I'm Clara Kaler. I am currently serving as your clerk of session. My sister Kathy, one of the deacons, and my nephew Nathaniel, who has served as a trustee, came here to Glenshaw Valley from a very small Methodist church in Bloomfield. Kathy and I were very active in that church and raised our three boys there. After years of a declining membership and the pastor and organist retiring, the church had to close its doors with about 30 members left. And I agree with Carol, our church searching was not an easy task. We had the comfort of knowing everyone in our old church, and the members were much like family to all of us. We decided to just be people in our new church, not choir members, not officers to serve on boards or committees or have anything to do with making decisions for this church. Well, so much for that. We visited several churches here in the North Hills. Some were too big and some were too small. Then one day we decided to try Glenshaw Valley. And guess what? It was just right. From the moment we walked into the sanctuary, we felt like we were home. It was more than just a building, more than just a place to sit for a Sunday service. It was all good. We sat down to our first service at Glenshaw Valley, and we kept looking at each other at various times. At the greeting, several people shook our hands to welcome us. However, there was one person that took the time to speak with us after the service that made an impact on why we returned. Her name is Marie Yates. She was kind, and she smiled at us the entire time she spoke to us. She was eager to know our names and said that she had hoped that we would come back to Glenshaw Valley again. After several more visits, we were sure that we had found our just right place to worship. As time went on, we got to know more and more of the Glenshaw Valley Church family. Like most of us, we feel like our friends and family should be the first to celebrate our achievements and the first to wipe away our tears when we face disappointment and heartache. I can honestly say that Glenshaw Valley has been there for us during the good times and the bad times. I think that it's important to remember, especially on Stewardship Sunday, why we come back to church. It's more than a building, more than good sermons and wonderful music. It's about the time we spend with one another and pray for one another and how we can continue to do God's work through our actions. Our commitment to this church family is very important to us. I'd like to think that you feel the same way too. Being a good steward of a church is about supporting the church and the church family. This can be done with your monetary gifts, but also with your time and talents. If you are asked to serve on a board or team, please take the time to pray on that matter. Please don't just say no. It's your devotion to this church that kept us coming back. Kathy, Nathaniel, and I have made a home here at Glenshaw Valley, and when we get the chance, we are glad to tell others of our experience here. Thank you.
I want to thank everyone for their time and the energy, taking the opportunity and be willing to speak about your church and about your experiences here and why you're members and just participating and everything that you do to make Glenshaw Valley the church that we are, that I believe people would want to come to and want to be a part of if more people came through the doors and saw who we are and got to know us. So thank you and God bless you. Our hymn of response, Be Thou My Vision, 382. Remind you, invite everyone to come over for the complimentary luncheon. Everything's prepared over, and let you know it's not announced in the bulletin. Tomorrow afternoon, starting at around 5:30, I'll be at the North Branch Presbytery meeting. We've started doing it different than before branch meetings. We're in the Northern Branch, and I'll be over there for about 3 hours, and then Tuesday at 5:30, a new members class, if you know anyone that's interested in that, here at the church.
As you prepare to leave this sanctuary today, I do hope that you felt like it was a sanctuary, a place that you felt loved, secure, a place that you felt a sense of joy and peace and happiness. And as you go back out into the world, I hope that you go and take that spirit with you, the love and the joy, the happiness, the gospel of Jesus Christ, the good news that He is the Savior of the world. Go in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.